park, but where the grits? Where is the grits? The grits!
We ain't got no more grits.
Bruh, I need some grits and I need them now. Where's the grits?
More relax.
Now. No, I ain't no relax. I don't want no oatmeal. I want some grits. Where the grits, bruh?
For you, huh?
I will tear this whole shit up. Find me some grits.
I ain't got no more. Relax.
You got the camera to me.
Yo, bro, give her some grits, bro, because she was about to punch me right now.
I say oodles and noodles.
Yo, what up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonte Tickle. Giving a shout out to my people at MappyAfro.com.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This your boy, Young Dolomite, from the Too Much Game Podcast. On here with my nigga, my motherfucking man, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast, and King Germ. From Frocash, y'all get a bar of that good shit.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Burby. Y'all make sure y'all go check out the Frocash podcast, man. My man on there talking about everything. Whatever you want to hear, they talking about it. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. The ignorance is real. You hear me?
Y'all gonna stop asking us studs to move refrigerators and build cars and shit.
You could have been a girly girl that like girls for that. You trying to swing with the monkeys? You gotta live in the jungle, big dog. Come get these presents.
Checking in to nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
Now tune into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DBIC, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. You can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you cocaine tooting, mid smoking, bottom of the barrel drinkings, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
It's your girl Queen Germ, aka Miss Savannah, aka I'm educated yet ignorant, aka the queen of QVC, aka bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. the Duchess of DoorDash, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking greed. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate the Frocast on any podcast read out there. We on them all. Don't forget about our voicemail where you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you can get behind-the-scenes exclusive content and for as little as a dollar and get shout out on the show. We in another Patreon drought, so that means that the next one's going to be like four. Okay. I got faith in the people, so.
Prediction.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, but, you know, you can save us the embarrassment and become a Patreon so we can shout y'all out on the show. And I want to thank all the Patreons that's already currently, you know, in there, man. We appreciate y'all, man. You know, we just kind of keep cranking out the content for y'all, man. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's option D? Share it, retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story. Tag us when you add it to your story on IG. So we can give you shout outs like Ruler Myself, like Rick James Bitch, like Short T, like Sleazy the Black Farmer, like 12 Cal, like Eclectic, like Corey Dos Equis, like Dale P, like a lot of people showing love, man. We appreciate that, man, because sharing is caring. So all the panderings out the way, Queen Germ. How was your week?
My week was great. Coming off of a high, whenever I go to the SAV, I am always, like, rejuvenated. It was a wonderful weekend. It was too short, but hey, I was there. I was turned up. My nephew got married on Saturday. It was a wonderful experience.
I told that man, I said, so how you going to give up your freedom on Emancipation Day? I said, you did the opposite, son.
Don't do that.
What in the world?
Don't do that. But he's in love, and I wish him the very best.
Ain't nothing wrong with black love, man.
And, you know, they dated in high school. And
that success story.
They got it going on. They made it through the odds. No kids.
Except for that badass dog they got. That damn dog is terrible. But, he needs fucking training. That motherfucker is too big.
And went to somebody's school. Somebody little behavior school.
Man, so. Must have been motherfucking Hustle Man, goddamn, off Martin.
Don't do that.
That's who fucking school they went to. Because that damn dog is terrible. Like, I walked that dog for 30, 40 minutes, and she did not use the bathroom. I said, what the hell is going on here? And then she just eats socks. Like, she just, like a vacuum cleaner. I was just like, what the fuck is going on with this damn dog? Just walking through the house, she seen some socks, picked it up.
I mean, but she's still a baby.
Yeah, I mean,
but she big as hell. Big she's as a still a baby, so that's what happens when you get them type of dogs.
Yeah, they got a little too much dog for them. They can't control that one.
And then the thing is, they too busy.
Yeah, they too busy.
So one thing about it is, when you training a dog, you gotta have time. So you can't expect for the dog to figure out how to work it out.
Yeah,
and
just sitting in the cage.
Yeah, you're not making
it in somebody else's house.
So, but you know, it was a wonderful experience. They'll I enjoyed myself. Yeah. Got a chance to see a whole lot of people that I ain't seen in years. Mm-hmm. So the shit was amazing. I enjoyed myself to the fullest.
Yeah, me too. I enjoyed myself so much. I got a little sniffle now. You know what I mean? I ain't been sick since the Super Bowl of 2020. And now I feel like I'm coming down with a little something.
Like I said, let me doctor on you. You'll be all right. Do what I tell you. I got all kind of shit in that room.
Okay.
Got an inhaler. Got prescription drugs. Got all kind of things. I can get you right back in 3 days.
All right. Well, we're going to see what your power's doing.
Got all kind of elderberry, echinacea. Yeah. Got it all. We're going to work it from both ends. All
right. We're going to see. Well, I guess y'all heard enough about our week. Let's go ahead.
How about yours? You ain't say nothing?
Oh, man.
I mean, you had a Father's Day. You want to talk about Father's Day?
Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. Father's Day did come. Now, I must have been good this year because Queen Jordan stepped it up with the gifts. I know she has been notoriously bad at gift giving. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't. Because I give you the best gift every goddamn day. That's me, nigga. I mean, like, can you really say that?
I'm just saying, gift giving. Not,
this is the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay, but we're talking about when you exchange gifts.
I'm not a father, so I wouldn't get no gift this.
But Mother's Day, you got a gift.
Okay, and it was nice.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So, but anyway, Queen Germ stepped it up this year. You know, she got the Creed cologne for my birthday. This Father's Day, she got me an Apple Watch thingamajiggy, one of those thingies. You know, these Apple iWatches or whatever they call them.
And you loving it. Baby looking like a little child over there, having a fun time playing with his toy.
I mean, you know, it's convenient. I see where I get it. Like, because you can check your messages, you can answer your phone with it, you know, little stuff like that without having your phone on you. And, you know, just checking it without looking at your phone all the time. So it's convenient, man. So, you know, it keeps up with your activities, your heart rate, all kinds of stuff, man. Okay. You know,
a fancy little device.
Yeah, it's a fancy little device, man. Mm-hmm. You know, giving up a little too much information. You know, I'm a private person. So, you know,
it's just with you and the people, isn't it?
Yeah, but still, I'm still a private person. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's just private people. We like that. You know what I'm saying?
Enjoy your gift.
It ain't that we don't love you or nothing because we don't post you and show you gifts that you buy us. It's just we private. We just like keeping our private stuff private.
That's fine.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and get to this outline. Queen Germ.
Let's get in it.
We just had Juneteenth. It was Saturday. It was now a federal holiday signed in by Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, the other day. How you feel about that?
I mean, we're making baby steps. So you got to be happy for the progress that's being made, but we got to expect more. We got to make it count. Like, just to have a day off, because I was a little blowed, walked up in the mall on Saturday thinking I was going to get a little piece of jewelry for the wedding. Going to my favorite store, Ashley Stewart, because we don't have one here anymore. Walk up to the store, pretty little sign. They closed the day because of Juneteenth. I'm like, well, shit, the people just signed it in.
Damn.
How the hell y'all ain't going to say y'all wasn't going to be at work?
They fast-tracked that motherfucker.
I was like, and you got a nice little sign.
Immediately.
It wasn't no handwritten bullshit.
So how long before they commercialized Juneteenth?
Oh, they doing it now.
Yeah.
I saw the shirts in Walmart. So you already know when Walmart's selling your shit, it's over.
Walmart don't give a damn about Juneteenth.
They don't give one. I mean, and another thing, they play in with the the LGBTQ community, because they got all kind of shit. I mean, the shit don't even look good. Like, y'all throwing a rainbow on anything. Like, hey, it's just random.
They put a rainbow on a rainbow. I said, damn, like, what the fuck?
How? Yeah. What? What is this?
Everybody look like I said, it's a money grab. Like,
yeah, it is.
They jump on causes not because they care, but because they know people care and will
people
buy
care
shit.
About symbols.
So
and
it, but it gives them a good look to look like, hey, we care. Look what
yeah,
we're
we
doing.
Have it in the store.
They don't give a fuck, man. Like, hey. I said, it's gonna be Juneteenth. Like I said, what is the? I don't understand. Like, what call to action do we have on Juneteenth? Are we supposed to support black businesses?
I know y'all niggas ain't supposed to be going out here partying like y'all party.
Hey, it's Independence Day. It's the Black People July 4th.
Yeah, but it ain't. I mean, do something sensible. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, if you want to do something, that would be the best thing to do. Put your money in the neighborhood. Put your money into the black business.
A day of community work.
Yeah, community
service. Clean up
somewhere.
Your community.
Yeah, don't be out here just talking about some old
clean
people.
Clean up your community on Juneteenth.
Where the strippers at? We gonna go and do this, this, and the third. I'm like, come on,
throwing
man.
Juneteenth parties on the flyer and shit.
Yeah, with nothing but ass.
Goddamn, they didn't put MLK with the damn Plies Gold Grill and shit, the chains with the bandana on, man. So the Juneteenth parties is coming next year.
They came like I said, this year.
It's coming. We're going to have a Juneteenth concert, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know,
niggas love.
We love to be entertained and shit. Like, dangle some music and entertainment around them, and they'll be okay.
Yeah, they're going to be there. So, they don't give a damn about what's supposed to be happening,
yeah.
What the real holiday's supposed to be about.
Because motherfuckers don't even know the real story.
Them like,
people believe the story that some general rolled in and said, hey, you guys know you're free. No. And they was like, for real? Wow, we're free. Because, like they said, even after Juneteenth, it still went on for 6 more months after that till the damn 13th Amendment in December. So Juneteenth wasn't really shit because motherfuckers still was goddamn. The government had to forcefully go in there and tell them niggas like, yo, this shit fucking over, nigga. And it's not that little happy-go-lucky story about some general rise in the town, the white fucking savior, and gathers all the slaves up and say, hey, you guys are free.
Yeah.
And freedom, no, man. So do your research, people. Shout out to that disrespectful motherfucking MJ for the history lesson.
You appreciate
know what I'm
you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was much needed. He's from he lives in Texas. So he gave us
the real deal.
The real spiel. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. As far as did you do anything special besides the wedding on Juneteenth? Did you take any parts in any red stuff? Watermelon, red pop?
No.
Nigga, no ribs, nothing red.
No, nothing.
Strawberries,
red.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Mm. Did you wear red that day?
No.
No. Okay.
I mean, they had a little red on at the wedding. Yeah, the groomsmen had on red tuxedo jacket, suit jacket, something. But yeah, they had red in the thing. It was red. The colors were red, white, and black.
That's what's up.
So it was nice. I mean, but me, I was just enjoying myself. I was doing a little MCing at the reception.
Of course,
drank a lot. But
I'm glad I wasn't there for that.
Why?
Cause see you act up.
Because you know I would want to grind on you.
Yeah, see that's why. You know, like I said, I embarrass easy.
I mean, I probably wouldn't have did nothing too much. I couldn't do too much because my mom and daddy was there.
Yeah.
But you know, I would have kept it. I would have kept it PG-13.
Yeah.
But I would have wanted you to squeeze on me a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So what did you do? You ate some watermelon or something? Nah, I got one in the kitchen now.
Nah, I ain't do nothing for Juneteenth. I might have ate some barbecue that day. That might have been it from a white man.
So that ain't Juneteenth. So
what
you don't
mean?
Need to mention that shit.
I went to a strip club and didn't mess around and went to a white strip club.
That was some bullshit.
On Juneteenth.
That was some bullshit. I gave all the ones I could give to the little skinny black girl. And then it was time to go when she thought that meant. But it was a different one.
That was a different one.
It was a different one. But she thought that we were trying to take her home with
us. Yeah, the one that thought she looked like Mekhi Phifer.
With a blonde wig on.
With a blonde wig on. And I was just
like, baby.
Bitch, you better get on somewhere.
That ain't what we do.
Ooh, I can't wait to come to a strip club with my husband. Bitch, I didn't pick her up in no motherfucking strip club. Like, you're not getting married. You're not getting married. Sorry.
I mean, and if you do, hell.
Cars don't look good for you.
The people on, shit, on Beyond the Pole, they marrying folk out the club.
Hey, say that for TV Talk, Queen Jern. Say that for TV Talk.
My bad.
Yes. Did you hear? OnlyFans is getting out of the smut game.
I don't know why.
Because
smut
they want
pays.
I understand that, but they want to go, they want to get more public, they want to go public and shit. And investors not going to invest in nothing with no fucking smut in it, man. They just don't want to tie their name to that. So, how all these women that's on OnlyFans, they finna file for unemployment because it's about to get ugly out here. Because a lot of them, OnlyFans saw a jump during the pandemic. Like, they created
but
more accounts.
But the people accounts. Are finna get the minimum wage jacked up, so hell, They not finna worry about it no more. Y'all gonna all have jobs that's gonna pay decent wages, and then you don't have to be out there selling your coochie or pictures of your coochie.
I mean, but it's genius though.
It is, but you don't have a platform anymore. So what you finna do? Well, social media gonna shut your shit down.
Yeah.
So where you gonna sell your pussy at?
Hey, it'll be another site coming about to snatch up that money. They want that. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it is because, hey, it's
they got to look at the numbers. So yeah, they say, okay.
It's a profitable fucking market. So, hey, why not tie some money up into it? You know what I mean? Because every smut sales. I mean, good gracious. People love this. That's what the internet mostly is. It's fucking smut. It's not fucking information and shit like that.
It's information.
Yeah, it's information that you like, whoa, some sickos out here in this fucking world.
Oh, I didn't really know that would turn me on.
Some people like that. I mean.
Discovery zone.
What's a weird turn on you got? Something that people think is weird. Like, you know, some people like, yo, I like a girl with a funny, longer second toe or some shit like that. Some weird shit. Like.
I don't like nothing weird that I know of. Like,
like smelling underarms or something like that?
No, I don't like the scents. Unless it's a nice fragrance. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like your little combination you got going now with the tobacco / creed / whatever else you're mixing together these days. Uh-huh. And I don't know who you're trying to attract, but you got my senses open.
What you talking about? Come on,
I'm just saying. I'm watching.
That's good. I'm glad, you know, it works because that's the... Them the pheromones I was going for yours.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about nobody else's.
Yeah, but I don't really have no weird stuff. Mm. I mean, play around, different, you know, touch and feel, certain stuff, you know what I'm saying? Nipples,
so
things
nothing,
like that.
So, but nothing weird.
Nothing like out the way. I mean, I like going to the strip club. Some women don't like going to the strip club, but I don't like to see nobody who look like a man.
So you don't have no fetishes, nothing like that.
Yeah, I mean.
You don't like pregnant women or nothing like that?
I don't like women. Okay. Like, but it's okay for me to see them dancing, get me some ideas of a routine I can put together at the house.
Oh, you appreciate the visual arts.
Yeah, I appreciate the visual arts. I could never get to the top of the pole, but hey, I applaud all of them.
You tried.
I've taken a couple of pole classes.
I didn't know nothing about that. Look at the things you learned on the Frocast. Jesus Christ.
I told you I was taking a pole class. Yeah, that must be one of the times.
It must be one of the times I wasn't listening or something.
I was there. Like,
oh, okay, all right, yeah, yeah. You gonna be gone 3 hours? Oh, all right, yeah, yeah, all right.
Exactly. So, but I was there, and I enjoyed myself. But I mean, I couldn't get too high off the ground. I still can do a split, but the feet, you know, we just don't. I don't have that upper body strength, I guess. But what about you? What's your little fetish?
Oh man, I don't have any. I don't think I do.
You boring.
I just like, you know, I like pleasantly plump women, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't like skinny women, you know what I'm saying? That's just one thing, because they look weird. They look like little dinosaurs or some shit, like little lizards.
Not lizards.
Yeah, you can see that little bone in their back, their spine.
Like, I mean, it just makes me feel uncomfortable when I'm at a strip club and the lady got, like, you can see her rib cage.
Yeah,
like,
I don't see no rib cage.
Like, what is that? Like
you look like
have you gone through puberty yet?
You look like a little boy.
Yeah, so that's not a go-to thing.
You got a chest of a 13-year-old. Like, I'm good on that.
But, you know what I'm saying? I like big niggas. You know, the football build dude. That's my type. I don't like them tall and skinny. I like them with the short, fat neck. Y'all done heard me say that before. That's really my thing.
So that's one of your fetishes, short, fat necks.
Yeah. I mean, not really.
You just said that.
Yeah, I like it. I like that look. I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, I love niggas with dreads. But, you know.
Oh, well, can't do that.
Love, love, love.
Yeah.
But, hey, the other person that's closest to my heart, got him, the boy.
Oh, Lord.
My son. So, I mean, it ain't that type of party, of course, but I'm just saying. He got that look. Looking good on him, too.
Well, so shout out to all the girls, the OnlyFans girls, you know. The unemployment lines could be. I mean, I don't know if they're still doing the bonuses, but y'all better get in quick.
They ain't getting no bonuses.
Because I know in Florida it shut down on Friday.
The
so
base amount of money.
Yeah, damn, it's got to hurt though. It's got to hurt. Well, Queen Germa, I got a question for you. Do you judge your friends for cheating?
No.
Why not?
Because you got to understand people. It's a lot of things going on in the world, and what people have to understand is you at different places in your life. Mm-hmm. And I don't really judge people for doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I feel like you should try more to get to the root of the problem than to pass judgment. Mm-hmm. Because the same way you might not like a cheater, I don't like somebody who steal, or somebody else may not like a nigga who show up late or lie all the time. We gonna all have something that ain't quite, you know what I'm saying, the best character. So, yeah, you might be cheating, but I mean, be a good example and maybe try to convince the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done been with my person for X amount of years. You know what I'm saying? Try this, try that. Give them some type of, you know, insight as to how to make their marriage work versus saying, oh, you know, you wrong for doing da 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 da. Yeah, they wrong. They know they wrong. Shit, that's why they sneaking. So they already know they're wrong. It ain't your job to try to point the finger. If you're gonna be a real friend, help them get out of that situation, because sometimes it's immaturity, and then sometimes there are actual flaws in the relationship that them and their partner need to work on in order to get them out of that rough patch. Because if you dedicated to a marriage, you could get through some stuff.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
So what about you? Do you condemn your people?
I tell them they're wrong, man. I'm their friend, man. You know, I shame them. I'd be like, shame, 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 shame.
But I mean, you still gonna be their friend. So at the end of the day,
but I still shame them though.
You that's pointing the that thing. Out is,
and I just let them know that they're dirty. They're wrong for that. You know what I'm saying? I hold them accountable. I'd be like, why? You know, I'm that guy. You know, so they know not to tell me, because I'm gonna make them feel bad about it. I'm not gonna ever co-sign the bullshit.
No, I mean,
because I believe you have the option to do. You have control of the situation. There is no situation where you do not have control of it. You know what I'm saying? You have to physically fuck this woman. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, it ain't no accidentally things happen. One thing led to another. Not, it's not that. It's you chose to do that. So therefore,
and I understand that. It's not. But you gotta also know that it ain't a one way. It ain't a one way street.
Yes, it is.
It's not. I mean, and it's different.
Unless you rape me. Unless you rape me. There is no way that, okay. I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying, but you have to have an open mind, a mind that's open enough to understand that most people have a reason why. It may not be even what you think is a good reason, but you have to, again, get to the root of the problem. If you just a hoe, then that's what you're going to be. But then at the same time, if you have a spouse that ain't trying to fuck, like, if you're somebody who likes to have sex, your spouse does not like to have sex as much, you can't say it's justifiable, but that's the reason why you fuck random broads. Because your person is sitting around the house in a muumuu and eating ice cream every damn Friday, and you trying to, I mean, it ain't about what she look like, you still attracted to her. Mm-hmm. So it ain't nothing wrong with it, but you have to realize, as a partner, there are certain things that are expected of you that you can't negate them. So you can say the physical act of cheating is one thing, but I completely agree that you could cheat without ever picking up the phone, without ever having sex with a person, any of that. Because if you're not providing the person with the things that they need that are going to help them connect with you, if you say, I'm somebody who love the Lord, you deny me of us building a relationship in a church with God, you are, that's a form of cheating, because our rope, our connection ain't gonna be as strong as somebody who has all of the things or most of the things that they want. People can say, oh no, it's not that far, but it's still, you're denying me of something that I need, and you know I need it, and you knew I need it. So therefore, you purposely neglected to do something. If you somebody who know that you ain't doing right with your part of the bills, or you somebody that know you don't spend enough time, you don't think about buying gifts or doing anything little sweet little nothings, when you neglect the person, you're almost pushing them out the house, because you can't say, oh, I'm supposed to be cool with the better or the worse, and I'm supposed to just take, oh, because we are married, because I ain't fucking nobody, that mean anything I do that ain't infidelity, it's okay. And that's not okay, because you got to work to be married. You got to work to be happy. You got to work and understand what your person needs. If your person needs somebody to help reassure them that they look good, that they worthy of your attention, if they are a good person, whatever the case may be, you ain't got to say, I'm going to just do any and everything the person want me to do, but you got to compromise. And when there's no compromise, you ain't really got no partnership.
Queen Jern with the bars there. Yeah. So, you said a lot, you know what I'm saying, about that. I look at it like this. Even if I'm going out with the fellas and they, you know, it's some girl on me, I still got to make the choice, like, nah, lady, like, you know, I don't care how aggressive she is. I could just, you know, hey, nah, it ain't like
you
that.
You could, but if your wife ain't putting out, you ain't had none in 6 months, it ain't that you got to go and say, I got to be in a relationship with the broad, or I got to do something. Mm-hmm. You could be somebody who just have that self-control, that you don't want to be bothered with nobody else, and you going to deal. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But I don't care what nobody say. Even if you don't step out in your marriage, you will resent that person for the shit that they do that you don't want and the shit that they don't do that you needed or wanted. Mm. So you don't have to go out the way to say, I'm cheating on my person. But if you look at them in disgust and you don't want to be with them, you there for the kids or you there. I know some old people who was waiting for their spouses to die.
It's a lot of people like that.
And that is evil. Get the fuck on. It's no reason for you to say, oh, I took my vows seriously. No, the fuck you didn't if you wishing death on a person. Ain't no way in this world you gonna tell me I want that spirit around me day in and day out. And you hoping I can take my last breath. You begging God. Morning. Begging God to take me from here.
Every morning I come down for breakfast, you like, God damn it.
The nigga that survived the other
nigga,
night.
This nigga, oh, shit.
And I put greened up glass in his motherfucking food last night.
Shit ain't kicked in yet. Like, damn, I've been doing low doses.
I got to step my game up.
Yes, this nigga got.
So that's what I'm just like, why would you want to be somewhere where you just can't stand to see a person? Like, why? And I mean, I've heard people say that. Hey, like, man,
some people out there like that.
I took my vows seriously, so I just wasn't going to cheat on him. And so now that he's dead, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm at peace with the situation and I can go on with my life. Right. So that means you
don't know what that man put her through.
It don't matter. If you stayed, your ass stayed.
Hey, she took her vow seriously.
But you took your vow so seriously that every night you went on your knees to pray to God, you begged God to take that man from you.
That man might have been a tyrant. He might have been Mister in that motherfucker.
He could have been, but you stayed there.
Hey, she took her vow seriously. Like, you can't.
I mean, if that's what you do, but I don't care what nobody say. You can't sit there and tell somebody that you basically was waiting the person out. You just glad that God let you live longer than him.
That's fucked up.
That's some real shit. And that, I mean, like, to me, like I said, you might as well cheat. Might as well get the fuck on. Like, what
you waiting for me to die, God damn.
I wasn't going to divorce him.
That's like on life. Every day, I pray to Jesus, but every day y'all disappoint me. Hey,
exactly.
That's what happens. So, yeah, man. So, yeah. As far as, like I said, going back, do you judge your friends for cheating?
No.
Queen Germ doesn't. I do. I just want people to know that it's a personal decision. It's not, it just happened or
no,
whatever.
It's not. I mean, it's not a just happened thing. You do take thought and time to do it. But the thing is, you got to know the why. Like, if you just ain't shit.
Don't matter why.
It does matter why. Because if your person giving you that much time, that you got so much free time, you got time to be sitting on the phone talking to motherfuckers, y'all in the same damn house. And I can see if you say, oh, you trifling because the nigga on the road, he driving trucks. Yeah. He's a business person. He's a this, that, and the other. He can't be home because he making money for the family. You ain't got no damn job. So now your ass got too much time on your hands and you cheating. That's fucked up. But if you telling me you in a marriage and you done tried to work it and you trying to beg somebody to do the things that you want, and it ain't like you saying, oh, I want to get this house that's a $1.5 million house on this side of town and blah, 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 blah. You got to work 3 jobs and I want this by this date or you got to go and all kind of foolishness. You ain't doing the most. And all you want is some attention and you gonna shame me because you ain't got time to give me attention and I'm supposed to be the bad guy? That's crazy.
I'm just saying, man, a lot goes into it, but like I said, it all comes down to personal decision.
Yeah, it's a personal choice.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, shame you somebody ain't going to change you. From
you know
doing
better,
it.
You do better.
You gonna do what you going to do, and you just know King Germ ain't the motherfucker I tell that I done smashed Susie Q.
Yeah, don't tell me, because I'm going to make you feel bad about it.
Queen Germ.
I'd be like, yeah, call her. She might want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it.
I don't want to hear about it. I'm not, like I said, I'm not co-signing, but I'm just saying, if you want to. You want to vent? You want to talk? We can do that.
And I know somebody's gonna call me a simp right now. Sleazy Black Farmer is calling me a simp right now, cause he thinks I'm a simp on this show, and I be goddamn pandering to the, you know. So I'm not. I'm just saying. I want everybody to do better. Cause black people hate to be fucking corrected, bro. That's, you can't correct a nigga. Like, they don't like that shit. We don't like that. No. You tell a nigga to hold some accountability, them niggas get angry at your ass. Fuck you, nigga.
I mean, it's a thing, but at the same time, it's like, you gotta be prepared. So the same way you gonna come at me and say, oh, I'm cheating, I'm wrong, then the next nigga gonna say some shit about what you doing. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be prepared for that. And you the one who don't like the tit for tat. But hey, that's the basis of an argument. You gonna say something, I'm gonna say something back. And so if you can't stand to deal with your flaws, then don't come over here and say nothing to me. Cause ain't nobody perfect. Everybody got something.
Yeah, but, you know,
I mean, it's a simple, it's easy to not fuck around. Like, what the fuck? Like,
it's super
people,
easy.
People want to act like, that just mean that you lazy. That could easily mean you lazy. It ain't got nothing to do with the fuck that you just so loyal. It could, I mean, you could be loyal, but at the same damn time, you could be lazy. I don't even feel like being bothered with that shit. I mean, hey, it don't matter what I got going at the house. I ain't going out my way. I ain't buying no whole nothing. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. So you end up looking like you faithful when in actuality, shit, you just don't give a damn about being in the streets. It ain't got nothing to do with, oh,
but you're not doing
I'm going out the way to love on you, and I want to be here with you, and I want to make you smile. That shit is out the window.
Hey, but you're still a faithful nigga, even if you...
On paper.
Hey, it don't matter. On you paper. Ain't doing that. Shout out to that man, the lazy nigga.
The lazy nigga, because you
don't
want
to don't want to chase
that's
the
right.
ass.
Don't want to chase out that ass him. Out there in them streets, nickel.
And nigga said it ain't worth it. Got to ask you a question, Queen Germ.
Okay, I got to answer.
What do you bring to the table? Like if somebody asks you that, what you gonna tell them you bring to the table?
I bring everything.
Okay.
I mean, I bring the main course, the size, the dessert, wow. the tablecloth, and the whole damn table and the four chairs.
Okay, so you bring all to the table.
Yeah, but I don't mind if you wanna bring some flatware, some candles, and some other shit. Like you know, if that's what you wanna do. Bring some placemats. I mean, you can extend my table, put a little extender in the middle, and add a couple more chairs or a little breakfast nook or something, whatever they call it. But I mean, I'm a good person. I'm organized most of the time. I try to make sure I know how to handle whatever things that's coming in. Kids got expenses. Kids got trips. Kids want to go to parties and shit. You know, school come up. You got to make sure you got the things together. So I try to be organized for those types of things. I try to be, you know, motivating. I try to help kids when they have projects and stuff. I ain't the parent that say, oh, you waited to the last minute, you're going to get that zero. A lot of people say, oh, you should let them see how it feels for them to get that bad grade. And yep. I'm just like, no, I can. I got to make sure that my child is good because, hey, I can't be an educator and then my kids over here fucking off. So, if we can't get no sleep tonight, then that's what we're going to do.
Wow.
And I'm cool with it. I mean, I want to think that I'm a great wife. I mean, I cook sometimes. You cook sometimes. I mean, I'm the bomb in the bed. Hey, I'm just going to toot my own horn on that one. I cook and clean, you know.
So they say you got to have one, you know, three things. Either got to be good sex, a good person, and have your stuff together.
So I got all
so
of them.
So you
got
to get two, at least two of them. You know what I'm saying? So which ones you got?
I got them all.
You got them all. Okay.
I'm a genuinely a good person. I mean, I see somebody in need, I'm going to help if I can, especially if it's family or close friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't go and tell people business. People feel like they can confide in me about a whole lot of stuff. Some stuff I ain't never want to know. But, you know, I think I'm a good person. I'm good as far as, like, work hard and things of that nature. So what you think you bring to the table?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm a good guy in the community. You know what I'm saying? I love coaching the kids. I think I'm a good dad. You know, I'm realistic. I'm a realist. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my kids to grow up naive. So I give them the real spiel. You know, and sometimes it might be a little rough, rugged, and raw. But, you know, one day they appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? They'll be older and be like, so this is what dads talk about. Fuck niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So that's one thing. As far as husband, I think I'm a good husband.
Yeah,
you know, I think
you've come
I am.
A long ways.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I came a long way. And, you know, still got more room to grow. But, you know, I think I'm more responsible as a person, a human being. You know, I care about people. I'm more compassionate now. You know what I'm saying? So I've evolved. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. And as far as the three things, I know I bring two of them to the table. I'm a good person, and I got my life together, man. So,
you know. The sex ain't in
it? I don't know. I've never fucked myself, so I wouldn't know.
I'm saying shit.
I wouldn't know. So,
I'm going to check that box for you.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, not that the Fro Nation need to know that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? I'm just saying.
But, yeah, so what do y'all bring to the table? I know a lot of people on social media run from women that they got it all together. You know what I'm saying? Cause these new niggas, they scary of a woman, a real woman, you know, because they just, I don't understand these new niggas. It's a lot of good women out here, and these niggas ain't goddamn wrapping them up. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get it. I'm glad I'm off these streets because it's tough out here. And it's a lot of single people, war stories, and, you know, it's sad out here. So, shout out to all y'all out there in it. Good luck. TV Talk time. Queen Jern, the shot happened. What you think about it? Uh-oh.
Don't do that.
Oh.
I think it might have touched me, but it ain't got me.
You eat the COVID, remember that.
I know. And I'm going to shake it off. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, the shot did happen. And I feel some type of way because I don't like the fact that my boy Kevin getting played like that. I don't
What
like
you mean
that.
Kevin getting played? Kevin, he just getting what Kevin he fucking deserve. That. Yes, he does. He a whiny little brat. And he just, you know what I'm saying?
So Kevin can get cheated on, but you over here holding people responsible for cheating.
I mean, but Kevin,
come on.
He gave that girl her
make
ass.
It makes sense.
Yeah, now it's fucked up. Now his boy.
So that's just the same thing if you in a marriage. We got terms.
But Gemma, she dirty. Like Frederick Douglass.
So Gemma dirty.
Yeah, she dirty. Cause them your boy, them boys. Like how you gonna go between homeboys like that? Like any other nigga, not his homeboy. Like that's dirty. You know,
I mean,
Jake.
Homeboy
like
dirty
I said,
too.
No, you heard what Jake said. Jake said, cause I don't chase bitches. You know what I'm saying? So,
it don't matter. You still fucking us, kissing up, whatever y'all finna do.
So Jake don't care about none of that shit. So that's another thing. Like, Kevin really care about it. Jake don't give a fuck. She just another notch on his belt. And so, you know, Gemma played herself, came between two homeboys. And, yeah, she was wrong for that. Gemma was wrong.
And so was Jake.
Jake was a little bit wrong.
It wasn't. And see, that's the thing. That's the male chauvinist bullshit that I'm talking about. Because
Jake
you
was
can't,
wrong. He was wrong. That's his boy. Bros
you,
before
you
hoes.
You can't sit there and say that I'm going to get with a broad. And you know from the beginning you like that girl. Because the way y'all used to go hard head to head, both of y'all had an attraction to each other. That's just the shit young kids do. When I can't stand you and you ugly and this and the third. That's the best compliment you can get from the opposite sex. Mm. That you ugly. Because you already know that shit is a lie.
Yeah. Look at you so ugly.
Exactly.
Ugly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know.
I want to give you some. Let me see you over here. It's that's what that mean.
So yeah. So Keisha, she had the baby.
Craziness.
And, yeah. Like with the doula and all that and the swimming pool and you know, she was looking at
the
baby.
She gonna wanna keep that baby.
She gonna wanna keep that baby. She gonna wanna have some kind of visitation and that's gonna be a problem. Cause old girl, she really want that. They gave her the baby already. Like damn, I just birthed that motherfucker. Like damn.
I mean that's the way it should go anyway.
Yeah.
You don't wanna really
mess
be
with
too
the
clingy. Yeah. I mean, then be too clingy either because it's like you'll have a baby off, but then at the same time, you going to be really wanting the baby then. You done sat there and held a baby, looking in the baby face and all kind
of
shit.
Seeing who she look like. Yeah. Get rid of this rapist baby.
And that's I'm just like, why even go through all of that? But,
hey, she got dudes still hollering, though, checking for her and stuff. So, you know.
Okay, first of all, what we finna check on is that goddamn stomach.
I'm glad
she done had the baby so they can put that pillow to rest. That shit was ridiculous.
It switched up so many times.
I mean, I was scared for her that the pillow was gonna fall from out of there.
That thing looked ridiculous.
I mean, like, come
Keisha's
on
still
now.
Skinny with a stomach that's humongous.
I'm talking about the shirt was about to fall down. It was either a garbage bag or it was a pillow.
That shit was terrible. But
so, I need him to tighten up.
Oh, but yeah, going back to Kevin. Like I said, Kevin listened to simp ass Papa. That's why his motherfucking ass out here in these streets getting cheated on. He listened to fucking Papa. Papa, nah, you do not listen to Papa. See, I told you. You listen to Papa, you out here looking like a simp. But
Papa only doing what he think the Lord telling him to do.
And then Emmett, he's come to grips with his mom having cancer. Well, I don't think he come to grips with it. He's trying to do whatever to save her, but she lying
and
to him, telling him it ain't
mom.
As bad as it is, but it really
I mean,
is.
Talking to the daddy.
Yeah. Your favorite scene when Emmett and his daddy hug. That's gonna win the Emmy this year. That's gonna be the Emmett and Darnell when he tells about the cancer. That's gonna be the Emmy winning scene for him.
I'm here for you.
For
I'm
Jacob Lattimore.
Leave, I'm not gonna leave.
That was some top notch acting right there, baby. Woo! I'm talking about.
I guess if you just giving the
give him the
away.
Tony Award for that one, man. They got to get a Tony for that one. That was just amazing. What else happened?
Your boy finally got shot, didn't
he? Oh yeah. Mayor Perry got shot. We don't know who shot him. It was one of those little secretive, we don't know who shot him, who shot JR. This was the little flashback they had in episode one. This episode had the Keisha having a baby, Kevin catching Gemma and Jake kissing, and then Mayor Perry getting shot. So, yeah, he got shot. He was supposed to be meeting old girl up there. And, yeah. So we don't know who shot Mayor Perry. We don't know if he's dead. We don't know what's going to happen. But we're here for it. Oh, and then forgot about my scene with Jason Weaver when him and Buddy was when talking about his girl and shit. She a woman. That ain't no woman, man. That's a. He was like, nigga, something. He was like, fuck you. Like, that shit, that shit had me rolling, bro.
Did you call him a bitch?
Yeah. It was something crazy, so yeah. He like, you gay, nigga? I was just like,
you homeless, nigga.
Yeah,
you so homeless. You might not need to worry about my sexuality.
Exactly. You worry about the wrong thing, exactly. Cousin.
What's your address? Oh, you don't have one. So you might want to sit the fuck down.
Ouch. Well.
Oh, in the chair that I pay for.
That's all for the show. Let's go ahead and talk about Beyond the Pole. We got caught up this week since we missed last week.
And the hoes is nasty.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. This one girl, I think her name is Lyric, she needs therapy because she has too many triggers.
She has one trigger and her friends ain't shit. That's what she need to do. Find her some new friends and
Ned,
a new
I killed Ned. Ned is a girl that she's gone. No, Ned is still. That's you. You need to go see somebody.
I mean, even if she had to deal with it like that, it's just a simple fact that her friends aren't her friends. When I don't
None of these
damn.
Hoes are friends.
If you got a little dick, if we fucking with each other or we cool with each other, that's not the shit I'm going to bring up. Like, you know it's a trigger. You know it's a problem. If your nigga come out the mouth foul and say you deserve to be molested or whatever, that nigga need to be shot in the middle of his forehead. I don't give a damn.
I said, damn, that's a cold-blooded ass nigga right there. Say that shit to you. Like, yeah, damn.
I'm like, you couldn't lay next to me no more. That's just some shit that's over.
She got a lot going on with her. Then you got...
the nasty-ass white lady.
Yes, with the seven kids, with six and seven on the way.
all from different niggas.
All different daddies. She got seven baby
Talking
daddies.
About she like diversity. So like that means you diversity. Keeping a check. You ain't got to worry about it. If he ain't got to pay up for one, you know you getting a check.
Jesus. Oh, I got to ask you a question. Pussy check. What you think about that?
Disgusting.
Could you do that?
I couldn't watch nobody pussy bend over, do none of that. I could be the people who doing the waxes. I can't be the people. I mean, like, if somebody got to bend over, open they stuff up to show you that they ain't got nothing hanging, nothing, you know what I'm saying? No hairs, no whatever. That shit is nasty.
Hey, man. Gotta quality control. You can't be putting no bad
Child,
shit out
please.
There.
Please. Them niggas ain't got no quality control.
Niggas don't give a fuck. Niggas will look regardless. they looking, goddamn.
I mean, shoot, you can have a little beard. You can fuck around and have a discharge. Who knows what you got going
disgusting.
On down there.
There's got to be better jobs to have.
Got to be.
Then you got your girl, what's her name? The one that's doing the truck service now. That's not Treasure. What's her name? I can't remember. The one that's doing the truck service showed up to the party. That Lyric was like, yo, you fucking my man and all that shit. She was like, well, I mean, what that got to do with anything? Like, yeah, she's fucking your nigga. Like,
yeah, because if you can't say yes or no, then that already tells us yes.
And then, like, these hoes are just, man, this show is fucking too ratchet. I mean, I watch it for the entertainment value, but it's ratchet as fuck.
They dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the bottom line, because I just didn't understand even when the girl said, oh, Net, or she called her the other person.
Yeah.
Nah, for one.
Yada. She called her Yada, then she like,
if you call me Yada, and that was a diss, then you deserved it, kind of. Because, I mean, like, I wouldn't have done it because I would have had to be the bigger person.
She's the only people close to her call her that.
That's what she say. Mm. But me personally, it's more to the story than that. Mm. That y'all ain't want to get into. Because you telling me that people in my family call me whatever. Mm-hmm. Why would somebody who was my friend calling me that trigger me to say the lowest blow I could ever have for you?
Hey.
That shit ain't that. It don't make sense. So to me, it's more to her story that she might not want to get into. Mm. But either way it go, you start passing the names. You should have been prepared for her to go where she went. And that was the thing for me. Like, I'm on your side if we can get the rest of the story about the name. Mm. But if we can't, then I'm kind of in the middle. The girl is wrong because I still wouldn't have threw in your face that you was molested. Like, that's some shit that people want to say. You know, even like with cheating. You can fuck around and you be with somebody, they cheat on you, and you don't know the damage that they do to the person. Mm. That person could be sitting, waiting, praying for your downfall the whole time they stay with you. And then when they got you at your lowest, they could leave you, they could do something to you, they could be plotting on you the whole time.
That's what they said Richard Pryor's wife did to him. He was fucked up in that wheelchair. She said she was fucking his ass up.
Hey, and some people,
they whooping the shit out of his ass.
Waiting for your ass to be dependent on them or whatever the case may be. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with, you know what I'm saying, some people who you think are your friends.
Yeah.
They gonna stick around long enough they get all your secrets, and then they use it against you. So the shit is fucked up. But it's like, to me, I just feel like somebody got to be the bigger person. If you genuinely had love for me, treat me like that. Like, even when we own the house, don't treat me like somebody that you ain't never confided in, somebody that you ain't never been friends with. The shit is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all for Beyond the Pole. You need to watch it. It comes on Wii. Ratchet as fuck. Ratchet TV at its finest. Go tap in, as the young kids say. Well, it's that time for Queen Germ's favorite segment of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ improv a situation suggested by you, the listener, or me. I just made it up. Now, before we get into this, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We didn't even take any drama classes. But we come here every week and we do this for you guys. Queen Journey, you ready?
I think so.
Situation is this. Dude asks girl to pay for the meal. Are you ready, Queen Journey?
I'm ready.
All right. Action. Oh, shit. That man bringing this damn ticket. Hey, I'm going to be real with you. You going to pay for the meal?
Ain't your birthday?
What you mean? Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like,
it's not your birthday. Like, why would I be paying for the meal? You asked me to come on a date. Like, how but I'm is just that saying, my like,
I understand that, but now we at this.
Clearly, you don't.
But I mean, why you can't pay for the meal?
Because you got like $50 worth of shit. I don't eat no damn steak and lobsters.
I mean, things. But what that got to do with anything? Like, I mean, if we trying to build a relationship here, you know, this is and our first date.
I can't build nothing with you. You got like one brick, and I got like, I mean, the whole palette. Like, I'm trying to understand, like, how are we paying for this? Do you got another cover of your stuff?
I mean, no, I was thinking you was going to pay for everybody's food. Like, why? I mean, this is like
first date.
Why you can't pay for the meal? I'll pay for the next one.
Now, I can pay for it. That's really not the issue.
Okay.
The fact is, you asked me on a date. Therefore, the principle is you are the one expected.
I mean, I thought you knew that when you came and picked me up that I wasn't paying.
Nigga. I thought you said your car was in the shop, not that you don't have a car.
Well, I mean, still, my car, if it's in the shop, but still, you should have known that now I got my money tied up in that. I can't pay for this meal, so I mean, why you can't get, I get the next one, I promise you, I get the next one.
You ain't got to worry about it, it won't be no next one. I'm going to pay this one here tonight, but you ain't got to never call this number here again.
What you mean? Why you going to be just like that?
The fuck I said, come on, man. Like, if we building something,
yeah,
and I'm finna spend $100 and some odd on some food, I ain't even got a damn to-go box. I ain't got shit to eat tomorrow for lunch. But yet still, I'm going to spend this kind of... You know how much groceries I could have bought for that?
I'm just saying, though. I mean, but
you
look...
You could have came to the house, and I could have cooked you a better meal than this here.
Well, I mean, well, look. Okay, we'll do that on the next day. I come to your house, and you'll cook me a meal.
You got to get a ride.
I get a ride. My car be out of shop by then. It should be out, you know, by Thursday. You know what I mean?
But, okay. But that means you can give my money back Thursday.
We'll see about that. But you go ahead and get this meal now, and I get the next one. How about that? After, you know, I come to your house, and you cook and shit.
No, I ain't doing none of that. But just slide it over here.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
Broke niggas
is out there, nigga.
Chronicles.
Shout out to them, man.
No shout out to them. They shout need out to get the hit broke by niggas. A motherfucking bus.
Why? It's broke niggas.
If you broke, be creative. Don't bring me out to the public and then be trying to get me to buy stuff. Get me to pay for nothing. I don't need that.
When we say broke niggas, we talk about male and men women.
That's fine.
Yeah, we're not just but talking just about saying, broke
don't,
niggas.
Don't come out somewhere and say, oh, we doing this together. It's your idea, nigga. It's your idea. That means you're paying. End of discussion. Don't bring me nowhere and think that I'm supposed to slide a card because you don't have the money. Like,
I mean,
don't
what's wrong with
you
paying
shit.
For the first date, though?
If you asked me, you are covering
okay,
it.
Okay, so some things changed between the time I asked you
so
and now.
So that means we should have went to another place and we could have sat in the park and ate our little sandwich from Publix or whatever we was going to do.
Damn.
See. I'm down with the shit like that. Okay. You know what I'm saying? If you were a little more thoughtful because you broke, I could ride with that. But be a man. That's my thing. If it's $5, if it's $10, it ain't got to be $120. It could just be what you can afford. I'm going to enjoy what you are going to present me with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're going to have to elevate from the fast food places at some point. But if you're saying we just meeting each other, you ain't got to go jump out the window and you know what I'm saying, spend a whole lot of money to me. Because I feel like if we really getting to know each other, it shouldn't be no whole bunch of money involved. I mean, I might go ahead and cook and eat at my house, and then all I want is a milkshake or icy or ice cream cone. So you ain't really spending a whole bunch of money on me. And then my thing is, You jump out the gate and start taking all these gifts, niggas trying to fuck. So of if course. I know that I ain't going nowhere but to the Cold Stone, and you spending $7 on some ice cream for me, chances are
nigga trying to fuck for that $7.
He ain't finna fuck me for no $7. Nah, you gotta ice cream. Nigga trying to fuck. Like, nigga, what you doing? Y'all say y'all paying $40 for it.
Nigga, so if I pay $7 for some ice cream, nigga, I'm trying still trying to fuck.
I don't care if I
buy you a Polar Pop, nigga. I'm like, hey.
Like I say, well, that means I'll be buying the stuff until I'm sure that I want to do something with you. Because my thing is, I don't want to give you no mixed message. Hey, if you buy something for me and you want to get something, like you not finna get no coochie off of no $7 ice cream. Hey, I'm going to tell you that now. Ain't going to be no ice cream. None of that. Anything. None of that.
Lottery tickets.
Mm-mm. Only if I win, maybe. If I hit.
If I play them for you, you owe me some.
Yeah. I can't do that.
I'm just letting you know how it go. Well, that's just how it is.
Thankfully, I'm not in that. I'm not in that category. I could not be.
It's tough out here. It's tough out here in these streets. It's time for reading rap lyrics. Reading rap lyrics is where we take rap lyrics and we read them. The gimmick is we read them in our professional, our office voice, trying to get a job voice. But every week is funny, and this week is Queen Germ time. And Queen Germ, are you ready?
I think so.
All right, let's hear it.
You don't know now, ho. Done been the places I've been. Who can spend the grands that I spend? Fuck about 5 or 6 best friends. And you don't know now, ho. That's off the chain like me. That'll floss the thing like me. Oh, little awful thing like me. You don't know now, ho. That sell more ass than me. You know now, ho. That'll make you come like me. Nigga, you don't know now, ho. They done tried all types of shit. Who quick to deep throat a dick and let another bitch straight lick the clip. Now you don't know now, ho. That'll keep it wet like me. Make it come back to back like me. Lick a nigga nut sad like me. Now you don't know now, ho. That'll ride that dick on the dime. Who love to fuck all the time. One who's pussy fatter than mine. Bitch, you don't know now, ho.
All right, that was the ghetto poet known as Trina with her standout verse in Trick Daddy's Nah Nigga. I will never forget the first time I heard that song. I was just like,
mind blown.
Who the fuck is this? I was just like, she nasty than a motherfucker. I was like, did you hear what she just fucking said?
And she's meant it.
I said, God damn. So
and
yeah,
she meant it.
So it's HBCU confession time. HBCU Confessions, why I go to their Twitter, grab some tweets, and show them to Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. I usually shave, wax my pussy before I let my man eat it. The one time I don't shave, wax, he says, let me run my fingers through this bush to see if anything falls out. Bitch, TXSU, Texas Southern. So Queen Germ, I was recently having a conversation with one of my buddies. Mm-hmm. He said he don't do gray hair. He said if he see a gray bush, he angry as fuck. But I said, well, we at the age where...
Like, if the pussy finna turn green, gray.
Yeah, so...
Now, if it's green, don't fuck with it. But yeah, if it's gray, it's what it is. Gray. I got them shits on my hair, in my head. So why the pussy ain't gonna be gray?
How you feel about gray hair down in the pubic
area? I don't like it, but hell, I got them. I mean, I got them. The shit is there. And them the wildest hairs that's down there.
Man.
And so I be glad when my technician going to get me right. But that shit there will make you know that you old as fuck. I had gray hair on my coochie before I knew I had them on my head. Mm. So I was just like, damn, I guess I'm old. Just, this shit here is not what I was expecting.
It happens, man. So that's why you need to get that shit waxed.
Yeah, I mean,
keep
hey,
it waxed, shaved, keep it all waxed. That.
Do something to it, because when I tell you, them whiskers get to coming and that shit, hey, that cat don't be looking the same.
If you out there sucking gray hair dick, man, I feel bad for you, lady.
Hey, I'm down with it. I'm okay with it.
If you out here sucking, eating gray hair pussy, hey, I feel bad.
Eat the pussy. I mean, like, what you shame for? I mean, that's the same pussy if the hair was gray or if it was brown, if it was black, if it was whatever.
But it's gray,
shit,
though.
She might have a damn skunk thing look like, you know.
But it's gray, though.
A gray streak going down the middle. Some people, that might be their fetish. They might be looking for the gray hairs. You don't know. Mm. That might turn them on.
Jesus.
I'm saying if granny is fucking, granny hell.
Oh, granny is definitely fucking.
So, I mean, shit, nowadays, y'all grannies is 40. So
yeah, grandma's is 40
really,
now.
It like, don't really matter.
The age has dropped at least 19 years.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, at
I'm
least.
Just like, at this point, what's the problem?
Ain't no problem at all.
Eat the pussy.
Eat the pussy. Whether it's gray, bald, whatever. Eat that
is.
Motherfucker.
And I don't, act I like mean, you like it.
Yeah, act like you like it. Whatever that means. Keep it 100 time. Queen Jern, do you have a keep it 100?
Most definitely. I'm going to go with the fact that when I say I'm cool, that basically means I'm cool on you. And therefore, I really can't rock with you like that.
100.
So don't take it to mean that I really am cool with the bullshit you just did. Just know that's my nice way of saying I'm looking at you with the side eye.
Mm. Queen Jern with the subliminal.
Just so you know.
Put an ad on it next time, nigga. Put an ad on it next time.
Hey.
My keep 100 go a little something like this, man. It's hot, people. Do the right thing.
100.
That means daily showering, deodorant, take care of that shit. Like I seen the meme, don't be trying that new, no aluminum deodorant this time of year. Your fucking arms smell like a patty melt from the Waffle House. Let's not do that. This is not a time to experiment. You do that in the fall where you can get away with it. Summertime, you need to wash your fucking asses. And put some fucking deodorant on, people. Like, it's not that fucking hard, man. It's not that fucking hard. Goddamn. Y'all out here smelling bad as fuck. Smelling bad as fuck. You gotta do something about that. I'm telling you, man, I was in the store the other day. Somebody smelled horrible. I said, Jesus Christ. I was just like, man, like, this shit was, oh, man. And then it wasn't like he was a bum or nothing. He was a regular nigga. Just arms just lit up. Nigga, man, that nigga had golden arms. Nigga, that nigga arms was glowing. Nigga, that's how fucking stank that nigga arms was, nigga. Like, that nigga smelled like heavy onions. Like, shit. So that's my keep it 100, man. Wash your fucking asses. Take care of yourself. Shave your fucking hair. All that shit, man. It's too hot for that shit. Especially, you know, you live in certain places. Winner and loser time. Queen Jerm, do you have any winners?
I'm going to say my winner this week is me.
Winner.
I ain't going to say what I hit for, but the girl cleaned up last week. So
okay.
I'm feeling real good about my life. I mean, I've been feeling good about my life, but I did win a little something. So it was good. It felt real good. It was a great rush. I couldn't believe it. I was looking at the number 44. Okay, 44 down here. Is it for real?
Mm.
I mean, it ain't enough for me to quit my job. So
nah.
Don't get carried. Don't think it's like that. But it was enough to make me have a good weekend and the week after.
That's what's up.
So,
my winner, man, is Raiders Carl Nassib.
Winner.
Nassib. I think that's how you say his last name. He announced that he's gay, an NFL first. He is a Raiders defensive lineman, came out in a statement posted to his Instagram account on Monday, becoming the first active player in the league to publicly identify as gay. Now, shout out to him for coming out, living his truth. But I'm going to tell you like this. Gay niggas, y'all first nigga got to be live. The one that's breaking the barrier got to be good now. Remember that. The black first black baseball player, raw. First black golfer, raw. First black basketball player, raw. When we integrated the sports, we took over. So listen, Carl, you better have the best year of your life this year. And let's see what you're going to do. So shout out to him. He's my winner this week for living his truth. Losers, you got any losers, Queen Jerm?
Yeah, I'm going to say this Largo woman. Her name is Julia Jankowski.
Loser.
And apparently she was at her local bank at Chase Bank. And originally, her receipt said that she had like $999 million in her account.
Mm, no, that
and
was
so
a glitch.
So, of course, she was excited, but she said she was horrified.
Mm-hmm.
Because then all she came there for was $20. So, clearly, that tell you right there, she really wasn't pushing a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the person said, well, we can give it to you, but it's going to cause you to overdraw your account. And so, she was like, but the receipt says this. So, in actuality, they were trying to withdraw the $900. I don't know, like, how the receipt printed out that you got $999 million, but when she went and talked to the teller, it looked as if she had a negative $999 million and some change. So, she really was fucked up in the game at that point.
Damn.
So, she's saying she had a hard time trying to get in touch with the people at Chase Bank, but she round about to lose her mind because now she can't even go and get her no damn lunch fooling around with Chase Bank. So y'all be careful when you're running around to these damn banks swiping your cards and shit.
I ain't been in a bank in years.
Shit in, on the, what you call it, on the internet. Find you one of them fake-ass cards, prepaid something.
I haven't went inside a physical bank in years. I thought about that today. I cannot remember the last time.
When you went in there.
When I went inside the bank.
Yeah. I done been in there.
It's been like...
because I had a big check the other day. But other than that, yeah. I don't really have to go in there either. I mean, everything is so automated. So.
Yeah. It's no reason. My loser is this doctor.
Loser.
He was doing an emergency C-section. And while he was doing a C-section, he ended up cutting a little girl face.
Oh.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and read the story. Yeah, emergency C-section causes cut to baby's face requiring 13 stitches. It's upsetting. She's not comfortable. So this is in Denver. A Denver family contacted the Fox 31 Problem Solvers for help after they went into an emergency cesarean section and their baby came out with a cut across her face. Instead of pure joy and celebration, the Williams family came together to meet their newest addition to the family in fear and frustration. To have your granddaughter born to come out to see the plastic surgeon to get 13 stitches is devastating. It's heartbreaking, the baby's grandfather, Walter Williams, said. It's upsetting. She's not comfortable, the baby's father, DeMarcus Williams, said. So 3 days ago, Kiani Williams came into the world at Denver Health. Her parents said the original plan was to deliver naturally. They gave me a pill to speed up my labor, and a few minutes after that, I was being rushed to an emergency C-section, the baby mother, Rejana Williams, said. So how's she the baby mom and all of them got the same last name?
I mean, they must be married then.
Oh, the baby's mother. Why wouldn't it be the wife?
I mean, that's what they choose to write in there.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be the wife? If her last name been. Williams. The baby last name Williams. His last name is Williams.
So they probably are married, but they wanted to let y'all know that she was the baby's mother.
So they did this. How would you feel if you...
I mean, I'd be pissed off, but I'm glad my child alive. I mean, ain't no need to really be cutting up. Like, yeah. Shit.
I mean, it's just a little scar. I mean, you know, give her... she got a story to tell
she
now.
She got 13 damn stitches, but...
she'll grow out of it. It'll be small hopefully. By the time she get old. You know what hopefully. I'm saying? Yeah, because it's like...
I mean, shit, if he didn't know what he was doing when he cut the baby, who's to say he knew what he was doing when he damn stitched up?
Hey, man. That doctor... like I said, man.
He need to sit down for a while. He apparently he working too many hours.
Hey, that nigga.
Because that's just like y'all stalkers over there at Walmart that done cut up my damn hot
little
dog
little baby package. Look like Omar from The Wire.
And that's not funny. Moving on.
I'm just saying.
That's not fair.
Well, Queen Jern, we knocked all the outline out, and there's only one question to ask you. Do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city, if you will. My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J. Will, Stax, Static, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More, 12 Cal to 12 Cal Podcast, Eclectic and the EDP. We got Glenn and Her Podcast. We got Corey Dos Equis in the Power Lunch Hour. We got Dr. Brasive and everybody at Dr. Brasive Network. You got Dr. Cam. You got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K-Law the Truck Driver. Everybody over that site to fuck with the kid. Doc Claw, all the gang. Shout out to Sleazy the Black Farmer, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady. And any other podcast to fuck with us. We got DLP, the Too Much Game Podcast, my nigga Uncle Dolomite. Anybody else to fuck with us, the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Oh, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Can't forget them. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, all the shout outs in the books. Queen Jern, Rachel Show.
I'm going to say 6.26.
All right. I'm going to match you that one. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to him. Long live KRS-One. Going on the year anniversary. So we're going to match you on that one, man. So, yeah, man. Another show in the books. Don't forget to rate, like, subscribe to the Frocast on all the podcast readers. Don't forget about our voicemail where you call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on show. Don't forget about our Patreon, we join for a little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Simple as that.
As simple as that.
Every week, same motherfucking instructions. Y'all get it eventually.
Hopefully.
Yes. So, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com